KP2HXS.
2HXF, I believe. This is KQ4BGE. How are you today?
I'm good. Just on 29 down here near Greenville. I'm in the repeater dead zone. Just came out of that area. Heading back to Gurr.
I'm getting ready for that snow coming up. Are you just out cruising?
No, I'm out and about. I got a couple of customers to go see this afternoon, but yeah, we're ready for the apocalypse.
To that. And what kind of work you do, if you don't care about asking?
HVAC, AC and heat.
How do you like doing that? Pretty good.
Hey, what was that again? I'm sorry.
How do you like doing HVAC?
I've been doing it for a long time. I like it. I enjoy it. Did it in Florida for 20 years and then came up here.
Yeah, that's something I've never done. Be fun to try out, I'm sure. So, do you ever work on AC for vehicles?
No, I will not touch vehicles.
Can't complain, I guess. Yeah, I was just curious because I'm trying to find somebody to do the AC and the 84 dots, and once I get it up and running, and it's still running off the R12, I believe. I didn't want to have to pay and have it all switched out, so I was just curious if you might need automotive as well. But it's all good. I'll find somebody one of these days. So what's temperature at where you're at?
I'm not exactly sure. I can't see the dash where the temperature is. Now, I know there's a retrofit kit to bring it up to R134. Are you replacing the compressor as well in the car, or it's all original?
You know, I haven't really got to mess with it because when I had this truck, I was a little bit younger, and it was a daily driver. It was my favorite truck that I ever owned, but I had to get rid of it due to some engine problems, and I had a family, so I had to be sure I had something to drive for my family. Well, I was able to acquire it back, and I've got to do a motor swap on it. So I don't know if the AC compressor is still good or not, because the it didn't work when I got the truck years ago, so I don't know if it's salvageable or if I'll just have to go with a whole new AC compressor as well.
Help change that compressor out. You know, you can, I believe you can retrofit the system to R134 or whatever. You just got to change out the fittings and stuff, I believe. But I don't really know enough about it.
Roger that. This winter keep you pretty busy with HVAC, or is it mostly like going to like no heat calls?
I'm heading to my house real quick, and then I got to run down, and I got a couple of calls I got to go take care of.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're easy fixes. I know sometimes it's probably more of a pain than it should be. Usually, what's the most common calls during the winter time? If you don't care about asking and picking your brain.
Well, what I'm working on today is a couple of furnaces, so it could be anything. Could be anything from a control board to a flame sensor, not keeping it running, you know, don't know until I get there. Most common thing is a flame sensor in a furnace. If they're dirty or not working, then she won't stay lit.
This house I just moved into, it's got a gas furnace, I believe is what it is. I don't know a lot about HVAC, so this could be like a common thing, and I'm sure it is. But it's my first time ever having it, and boy, it's a lot harder than what I'm used to. Are they pretty simple to maintain? I mean, never really worked on one, but I've always been curious if it's, since I found out about them, if they're easier to maintain.
Too difficult. It depends, yeah, it's one of the factors. It depends on how old it is and, you know, if it was maintained, you know, before you got it or whatever, or, you know, you got to see if it's an 80% or 96% unit, you know, that kind of thing, so. They're not that difficult if you know what you're doing.
That, like I say, you know, I don't know much about them, so I didn't even know there was such a thing as a gas heat furnace or whatever you actually call it. But I was quite shocked when I found out that it was gas, because when I moved into this house, I saw a gas line outside. I'm like, man, where did that go to? But then I was down there looking at the it looks like a gas line. I said, I'm guessing that's what that is. So I called the landlord up and asked him, and he said, yeah, it's gas heat. So I didn't know they done it like that.
Our furnaces are pretty common around here. I'm not a big heat pump fan, but they have heat pumps also. KB2HX, that's for ID.
BZE for ID. Yeah, it definitely seems to be doing a great job at keeping the house warm. I just wonder, like, are they more efficient being gas?
They're generally more efficient in the lower temperatures. Heat pumps, when you get down below 35 degrees ambient temperature, they struggle.
Yeah, my cousin, he uses some type of furnace, but he uses wood heat. He's got a burn, some type of burn pit outside, like a big gas, or a big, not gas stove, but wood stove, and that's how he heats his home, and I always thought that was neat. I said, man, that's pretty cool, but I didn't know they done that with gas, too. How long you been doing HVAC, if you don't care about asking?
20 years.
So you got some time under your belt there. It's probably, I guess, gotten pretty simple for you now, I'm sure.
Some stuff comes second nature. Some stuff, you know, got to make a phone call to ask a question or two, you know. Some of the new stuff kind of baffles me a little bit with some of this high-end communicating type equipment. I got a customer now with a problem. But there's always something new to learn.
Roger that. They got the new Wi-Fi thermostat or whatever it is. I don't see any use for that. But then again, like, I'm a simplistic type person. Like, I don't even like the newer car stuff with all the tire pressure sensors and vacuum line this and sensor that. I just like it simplistic like the old days, you know, just fuel, fire, and oxygen and let her run.
K4WCL, good afternoon.
K4WCL, to take it, KP2HXS.
I just thought I'd wave a hand at you, see how busy you are. Life is good up this way. John here. I know we don't talk all the time. But anyway, I know you're busy. And the other station, good afternoon to you. John here, K4WCL. I am sitting in the Ingalls parking lot waiting on my wife in just north of downtown Pickens.
To make your acquaintance, John, my name is Donnie, Delta Oscar, November, November Yankee, and I'm down here in Central, right over here near the Walmart, gonna get some air in the tire because, like I was just saying, all these warning sensors are saying, hey, tire low, tire low. I looked with my eyes, it didn't seem low, but I'm gonna go ahead and put some air in them when I can. Roger.
I've got a phone call there. Well, good to meet you, Donnie. I think we've talked before. Your voice definitely sounds familiar. My wife has jumped back in the vehicle. we're heading to Pickens, or Pickens. We're headed to the house, and we'll see how many days we get stuck up here again. We got stuck for 6 last week.
Goodness, man, that ain't no fun. Man, oh, man. Yeah, hopefully we won't get it too bad this time. I'm a little more relieved that it's snow than it is ice. But, yeah, hopefully we won't get stuck in it inside too long. I hate being stuck inside. It drives me nuts.
Sorry about that. I had a phone call, guys. KP2A checked us.
Figured that out, Dave. I'm sure you're busy. Anyway, I was just telling Donnie we got stuck up on a mountain for 6 days. Man, that ice did a number on the roads up there. Not a lot of sun, a lot of shade, a lot of steepness to the roads. But we finally got out yesterday and picked up a few more things. If anybody knows where there's ice belt in Pickens County, I'd sure love to know, because I have pretty much stopped at anywhere and everywhere I can think of, and I do have a little bit of ice melt from the last storm, but don't know if it's going to be enough, but we'll see.
Do you have a fireplace at the house, John?
I've got a gas logs, and Flossman came out and filled it up last week, so I'm probably about 90% full at this point.
Oh, okay. You don't have wood burning. See, I've got a wood burning stove, and the old trick is to use the ashes from that for your ice melt.
Great idea, Dave. I never thought about that.
See, I'm not just a pretty face.
Very innovative. I was going to ask if you tried anywhere in Liberty, like Ace or Texas Supply. I guess you probably already have, but I'll just throw that out there to see if you have.
Tried everywhere in Cutting Pickens that I could think that they might have at all the auto parts stores, all the Dollar, Walmart, Ace Hardware, Tractor Supply. Yeah, nobody's got nothing. I have some. I just, you know, if I didn't have ice melt, I'd probably still be sitting at the house. Because between ice melt and elbow grease is the only reason I got out yesterday. But we'll see. Like I said, I have some. I did, while we were at Walmart, I did buy 4 tubular cartons of salt, regular table salt. I guess in a pinch that'll work. Probably not the most cost-effective way, but... You know, we got somewhere we got to be next weekend, so we'll see what happens. Gents, I'm going to bail. I just want to say hello to Dave. I'll let you guys carry on. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. 73, stay safe out there. This is K4WCL.
Good to hear you in there, John. Yeah, I've been one busy so-and-so. Jimmy and I have been working our brains out here, so I'm just going to hit the house real quick and... and get a little bite to eat and head on to a customer. So, gentlemen, I'm going to back out. I'm almost home anyway. John, have a good day. Over to the other station. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. KB2A checks us.
All right. You fellas have a great rest of your day. Hope it is safe. Hope y'all have a safe weekend. Don't get too much snow. Hopefully we'll be in the clear. But from what it sounds like, we're going to get something. But if we do, hopefully it's not too much. I hope everyone is safe. And y'all take care. This is Local Beck 4, Bravo Golf Echo 73.
Hey, 73, KB2A checks us.